Good morning and welcome to your favorite program. We've also do lawn care on the side, just so you know. Welcome to it. We're going to do some entertainment news right now. I hope you understand that I'm kidding about the lawn care because Daddy doesn't even do his own lawn care. All right, so let's
People
talk.
People in the lawn care business are in Florida now.
Yes, they are.
Slaved away in July and August, and now it's my comeuppance. I'm on vacation now.
You know, I understand. For a long time, I never understood the whole snowbird thing, you know? I just never got it. It's like, why do you live here sometime? You live up there some of the time. Why? Oh, I understand now.
You know what? Here, I mean, we complain almost to the point of joking about the winters. The winters.
Well,
terrible.
You got to. You got to have
15,
a humor.
Whatever.
You got to have a sense of humor. There's nothing you can do about it. So have a sense of humor about it and have fun, poke fun, and enjoy it.
We don't brag nearly enough about how wonderful our summers are.
I'm going to give you that because that is absolutely true. Now, I know that there are a couple days where people are like, oh, my God, it's so hot. No.
It's not.
It's not. Really not. It's not that bad. Yeah, it's hot, but I mean, it's not. The summer's up here, the spring, the summer, gorgeous. The fall, gorgeous.
We know nothing about the summers of my youth in Brooklyn. But
yeah.
You know, the old Love and Spoofle song, Hot Town Summer, back of my neck, neck and dirt. You could see the heat rising off the pavement in New York City when I was a kid, and we have nothing like that
here. Typically, a nice summer rain will cool things off. Where I'm from, it makes it worse because
an hour later, it's like a sauna.
The sun comes out. You can literally see the steam coming up off the street. It sucks. So I can fully understand spending the winters in the southern part of the country and the spring and the fall and the summer. Just do it backwards? Winter down there and then the rest of the year up here. I certainly can understand that. I got it. All right, let's talk about movies. The Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill, Gene DeMondia, and Rob Reiner. This is a much-anticipated film. It's got Martin Scorsese put it out, and when he did a screening of it, there were some screenwriters that just ripped him for this. It is an orgy of self-indulgence. It is exactly... Tom's going to love this one because it just exemplifies the greed and the self-indulgence that can come with the opportunities of extreme wealth on Wall Street.
I believe the scene that people are all worked up about is that those who are greedy on Wall Street are likely to be greedy in other areas of their lives, too.
Yeah, and there's a lot of excess. So that one's coming out. 47 Ronin. With Keanu Reeves as the Occidental Ninja. I don't know, man. I'm just not a Keanu Reeves fan, but it looks like it could be pretty cool. Here's the thing. In fight scenes when there's good martial arts, if there's cables where you're flying around defying gravity, I'm turned off. I don't like the movie, period. I'm done. But if you do real martial arts, real stunts, that kind of thing, then you got my attention. Grudge Match is also coming out, and this
this is Sylvester Stallone
and Robert De Niro,
who both played fighters in their younger days in earlier movies, who are now going to fight each other.
Billy the Kid McDonnan and Henry Razor Sharp, two local Pittsburgh fighters.
Razor Sharp,
whose fierce rivalry put them in the national spotlight.
Well, the guy who came up with Clubber Lang for a boxing character could come up with Razor Sharp.
Yeah, you know, so there's that. Now, the Secret Life of Walter Mitty with Ben Stiller, this looks really interesting. This could be a fun movie. This also could be a horrendous flop. We'll see how it's done. And then the reason that Justin Bieber has announced his retirement, that's right, Believe. Justin Bieber's Believe comes out. It's an hour and 31 minutes, PG, starring Justin Bieber. there it is. That's my review.
You know, it's such a mashup of holiday movies that when we come in on Monday, who the heck knows what movie is going to be number one? Because the Disney movie, the Saving Mr. Banks, is already out.
Yeah,
I think that that's going to appeal to more of an artsy audience than, say, the boxing movie.
Yeah.
the artificial intelligence She movie fascinates me. I mean, I did a segment mm-hmm. when I was filling in for you. Mm-hmm. That's not in theaters here yet because all the other junkie movies are clogging up all the screens. We got to have The Hobbit in three or four theaters so that we can't have one theater set aside for something I want to see.
You want to see The Desolation of Shmooey or Shmagoggle, Shmagay, whatever.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty could be done well,
yeah.
Or it could be bad.
Yeah, this is the thing. The boxing flick with Stallone and De Niro.
Looks funny.
It could be. If it's well written, that could be a great movie. That could be a good one. You know, we've also always kind of picked on Paris Hilton a little bit. She hasn't been in the news much because she's... Well, for whatever reason,
her talent has outstripped our attention span.
You know what she's actually making a decent living doing?
Party appearances. That would be my guess.
She has
pay her to show up at your thing.
This actually garners a little bit of respect. She has become a very high-paid club DJ. She shows up, she mixes the song, she does the dance. I mean,
She's actually working, okay.
She's actually working, and believe it or not, when it comes out for 2013, she may be one of the top paid DJs in the world.
Well, she's got name recognition.
Oh, yeah.
But can she actually mix? Can she get the dance floor hopping?
The name will get you in the door. Okay,
sure.
Paris Hilton appearing tonight. That'll get you the first gig.
But if it sucks, it's not right. The economics don't work anymore. You have to pay you big bucks because you got a name and whatever. And on night two, our club is empty. That's no good for anybody.
Well, she was starring as the DJ at a club in Ibiza and packed the house for several months in a row. And that means she could be making some serious coin. We'll see. Now, Calvin Harris, who was the highest DJ this year, reportedly raked in $46 million. Another guy named Tiesto, $32 million. And Paulie D from Jersey Shore. Paulie D does this for a living, $12 million.
Those numbers are astronomical.
Yeah.
For mixing beats in a club, that's off the charts.
And it's like, man, what happened to me? Because I used to do mixtapes. You know, when I was in middle school, I'd make a tape for a friend or something. I missed my call. I should be a DJ. No,
I mean, what's fascinating about those numbers is that that's bigger than the biggest names in radio make.
Yeah.
At least we thought that radio and DJ were synonymous.
Well,
that's bigger than Rush Limbaugh or Howard Stern money.
No, Limbaugh is pulling in $55 million.
Oh,
and
over a contract that's running for 10 years.
No, that's $55 million a year.
Okay.
He's making $55 million a year. Beck, with all of his stuff, he made $90 million last year.
Well,
he was the highest paid celebrity in last year.
Because he's a businessman. He's owning the distribution and the networks
of
the stuff.
He owns everything. Everybody works for him.
But that is, to me, that's huge astronomical money for working in a club.
I mean, you don't, jocks, radio jocks, working in a music station, I'm going to make that kind of money.
Never, right.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. How much do you love the radio station?
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I love radio, and I know radio loves me too. It's because I am a participator. I have a huge chart at work that tells me exactly when every morning show contest starts, and I have every one of their numbers on speed dial. I mean, you know, I don't always know which station I'm calling, but I'm sure they just appreciate the fact that I am supporting radio and collecting prizes, tickets, and gift certificates that I immediately sell on Craigslist. I guess the point is I am a supporter, and when they ask me, "What's your favorite radio station?" I always say, "This one." And if I win a car or a house or something, I make sure to keep my complaints about the taxes I'll have to pay down to a bare minimum. Ooh, I have to go. Battle of the Sexes is on somewhere.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.